Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 11, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind, page 265 to 267. A triple flight led to this triple world. Although abrupt for common strengths to tread, its upward slope looks down on our earth poise. On a slant not too precipitously steep, one could turn back, traveling deep descending lines to commune with the mortal's universe. The mighty wardens of the ascending stair, who intercede with the all-creating word, there waited for the pilgrim heaven-bound soul. Holding the thousand keys of the beyond, they proffered their knowledge to the climbing mind, and filled the life with thought's immensities. The prophet Hierophants of the occult law, the flame-bright hierarchs of the divine truth, interpreters between man's mind and God's, they bring the immortal fire to mortal men. Iridescent, bodying the invisible, the guardians of the eternal's bright degrees fronted the sun in radiant phalanxes. Afar they seemed a symbol imagery, illumined originals of the shadowy script in which our sight transcribes the ideal ray, or icons figuring a mystic truth, but nearer, gods and living presences. A march of friezes marked the lowest steps. Fantastically ornate and richly small, they had room for the whole meaning of a world, symbols minute of its perfection's joy. Strange beasts that were nature's forces made alive, and, wakened to the wonder of his role, man grown an image undefaced of God, and objects the fine coin of beauty's reign. But wide the terrains where those levels serve. In front of the ascending epiphany, world time's enjoyers, favorites of world bliss, the masters of things actual, lords of the hours, playmates of youthful nature and child God, creators of matter by hid stress of mind, whose subtle thoughts support unconscious life and guide the fantasy of brute events, stood there, a race of young, keen-visioned gods, king children, born on wisdom's early plain, taught in her school world-making's mystic play. Archmasons of the eternal thaumaturge, molders and measurers of fragmented space, they have made their plan of the concealed and known, a dwelling house for the invisible king. Obeying the eternal's deep command, they have built in the material front of things this wide world kindergarten of young souls, where the infant spirit learns through mind and sense to read the letters of the cosmic script and study the body of the cosmic self and search for the secret meaning of the whole. To all that spirit conceives, they give a mold. Persuading nature into visible moods, they lend a finite shape to infinite things. Each power that leaps from the unmanifest, leaving the largeness of the eternal's peace, they seized and held by their precision eye and made a figurant in the cosmic dance. Its free caprice they bound by rhythmic laws and compelled to accept its posture and its line in the wizardry of an ordered universe. The all-containing was contained in form. Oneness was carved into units measurable, the limitless built into a cosmic sum. Unending space was beaten into a curve, indivisible time into small minutes cut, the infinitesimal massed to keep secure the mystery of the formless cast into form.